This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news of the week in automotive was that new EPA rule that could require the majority of new cars in this country be electric or hybrid by 2032. That is the regulatory side of the industry. One ignores market forces, though, at one's peril, about which these two items. One, the Chinese automaker BYD has rolled out a small electric hatchback that sells for less than $10,000 U.S. It's not available here yet, but it does get us to the second and not unrelated bit of news. Ford signaled this week that it's developing smaller and cheaper EVs too, shooting to have one on the market for less than $25,000 by 2026. So we put Marketplace's Henry Epp on the "What would cheap EVs do for the car market anyway?" beat today.
Since electric vehicles are still pretty expensive to make, the new EVs that automakers focused on the last couple of years have been on the high end, says Jessica Caldwell, head of insights at Edmunds.
Everything from a Hummer truck to a Lucid Air. So a lot of things, if you have a lot of money to spend, are available in the EV market.
But a lot of car buyers don't have a lot of money to spend. And that's the car industry's next challenge in the EV game, Caldwell says.
The next frontier for the EV market is really the mass market and the mass market consumer.
And that consumer doesn't have a lot of options right now in electric or combustion engine vehicles, says Sam Fiorani, vice president at Auto Forecast Solutions.
The problem with the market at the moment is that there's a void of vehicles priced below $35,000. And there are plenty of buyers who want them.
That gives an opening to BYD, the Chinese company whose small, sub-$10,000 EV is turning heads and which is reportedly planning to open a plant in Mexico. That could help it enter the U.S. market. But Fiorani says,
Americans want inexpensive but roomy vehicles. They do not like tiny little cars.
Lucky for BYD, they've figured out how to make a lot of different sizes of EVs at low costs, too, and still turn a profit, says K. Venkatesh Prasad, senior vice president at the Center for Automotive Research.
What worries the legacy car makers is the fact that this is the tip of the iceberg.
Domestic car makers have been here before when first Japanese and then Korean companies disrupted the U.S. car market decades ago. Competition can spur innovation, and the innovation here could mean more electric cars that more of us can afford. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.